The Energy Department wants to make it easier for agencies to understand just how much money they could save from becoming more energy efficient. The department's Federal Energy Management Program is working on a dashboard to give agencies a better understanding of their energy usage. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with details on this initiative and how it could actually translate into some real money. Jason, good morning. Let's start with the basics. The energy service companies, define that for us.
Sure. Now, these are the contracts that the Energy Department has put in place a few years ago, really to tap into the resources and technology of the private sector. Now, the goal here is to implement really different energy savings projects, whether it's renewable energy, water efficiency, or really anything that can really make the amount of energy that agencies use, reduce it, make it more efficient. And the goal, on the other hand, also is to generate savings and reduce costs for the agency's utility bill. And in fact, the vendors are paid based on those savings that are generated. And some of the companies include, you know, the local ones like Baltimore Gas and Electric, Pepco, big ones like Chevron, Honeywell, Johnson Controls. We have a whole list on federalnewsradio.com of all the contract holders. Now, I talked with Scott Shell. He's a supervisor with the Federal Energy Management Program, which is part of the Energy Department's Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy Department.
The projects give you flavor. In 2008, we did, I believe, around $300 million in terms of investment value in projects. In 08, 09, I think that went up to $450 million. And in the current year, we're estimating it'll be probably $550 million. I think the average project size these days is between $8 to $10 million as an average. We have some smaller projects of a couple million, and we have larger projects that could be 80, 90, even over 100 million, depending on the project. They cover a wide range of technologies. Really, any efficiency technology implementation that you can think of probably has been included in ESPCs over the year. Different renewables, wind projects, you know, solar thermal, PV, geothermal. Those have all been aspects of ESPCs.
Now, you see, we went through a lot of acronyms. ESPCs, Energy Saving Performance Contracts. These are all this program is based on. These contracts have been put in place by the Energy Department. And in many ways, these contracts are very similar to what we've heard in the past called share and savings contracts. The Office of Management Budget is using it for what they call recovery audit contracting. But Shell says there's one big difference.
This contract has the savings estimated and projected at the beginning of the contract, and there is a requirement that those savings levels are met. You know, in terms of the process, the agency will evaluate the proposals of the different ESCOs that have submitted proposals to an agency. They will make a selection. That ESCO will then do additional work to come up with an investment-grade audit. Final decisions will be made. The contract will be awarded. It will be built, accepted, and then there is ongoing M&V, and that measurement verification process is used to determine if the savings were, in fact, achieved.
Now, if they are achieved, the company receives a percentage of them, and the agency receives the rest. So Shell says typically companies put in millions of dollars, and it takes on average about 18 years to recoup that investment, which also includes interest. But if they don't meet those goals for savings, they don't get paid.
Now, Jason, there's a dashboard connected with this. So will this dashboard help agencies understand the opportunities to reduce energy and save money?
Then the dashboard, what's going on here is this is a dashboard before dashboards were cool, you know, before there was a big movement across government. Energy has been using one since about 2008, and really now the goal is to expand it across so other agencies have access to it. Shell says the dashboard displays a variety of data points they collect on the program.
The agencies that are using our program, I think, will be interested in information and trends so that they can kind of compare their experience with the broader experience of all agencies that are participating. And also, this might be a tool that we use to, in effect, put out report cards on ESCOs, both for agencies to review so that they can see how, you know, the broad range of 16 ESCOs are doing against different parameters. And also we can use it to sit down with ESCOs if we ever see a performance issue.
Now, Shell says the information on the dashboard includes key indicators such as trends in agencies' use of the program, the pipeline of projects and awards in process, How much time does it take to get from inception of an idea to the award? What is the cost of borrowing against the associated program? Because the energy saving companies actually have borrowed the money to set up these changes in infrastructure. And the big one is the cost of BTU saved. Obviously, BTU is a measurement of energy usage. And it basically, Shell says it gives an overall snapshot of the program efficiency and effectiveness.
Jason, do we have a timeline? When is this dashboard available?
Well, Shell says that he's hopeful Energy can make it public to other agencies, to vendors, and not really the general public before the end of the calendar year. He says the tool is used right now mainly by the Energy Department, but obviously he knows that other agencies would have a lot of interest in it too. During 2010, Shell says his office is cleaning up the data to ensure that there's no procurement sensitivity data released and that the information is accurate as possible. Now, again, he says the dashboard will also give companies kind of that little push to improve their offerings, because if they see competitors doing a better job offering better savings, as he says, maybe they'll sharpen their pencil a little bit. So there's actually a twofold reason why this dashboard could really make a difference.
So which agencies are seeing these benefits already? Do we have any good case histories that other agencies can call up and say, how'd you do that?
Absolutely, and there's several agencies that are using the contract. Shell says, as expected, the Energy Department's one of the biggest users, but there's about 18 or 19 other projects underway across government. He says the Navy, other Defense Department agencies are very active in using the contract, and the Justice Department and its bureaus also are big users of the contract as well. And this is just the beginning. He expects the contracts to become even more popular, especially when the dashboard becomes available.
We're in an interesting period where there is a lot of focus on implementation and execution around the Recovery Act funds, which I think has moved to front and center with regard to a lot of agencies' focus right now. So I think once we move beyond that, the focus will return, and I anticipate that we will see continued growth in this contract vehicle.
So remember, agencies are under strict orders from the White House to do a couple things around the greening of government. They have to figure out how to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions, as well as becoming more environmentally friendly, reduce the carbon footprint. Now, the greenhouse gas reduction plan that they're putting into place, comments are due on that by September 1st. The White House actually gave agencies a couple extra weeks to comment on that government-wide plan. Additionally, agencies are using a lot of that Recovery Act money to improve their buildings, including GSA and the Commerce Department as two examples of going major renovations to their buildings where these contracts potentially could come into play.
And Jason, I have a question for you. There is a tool that the building service at GSA was developing to help people figure out their energy footprint. How does that tie into this dashboard? And well, it seems like the dashboard is the end of the whole process, but it sounds like Shell is saying it's the beginning of the process.
Interestingly, the carbon footprint tool that you're talking about that GSA is developing, actually I just put a request into over at GSA and say, hey, I want some more information about it, because they're actually demoing it with other agencies. I saw some web traffic around it recently. So it'd be interesting to see what's going on with it. We know that it's being used. It's in use, so we just don't know how they're using it. Now, this program is a little different because the goal here is not to measure your carbon footprint, but actually reduce your energy costs. Shell gives one example of the Energy Department's new roof, then they change it from a fossil fuel to, their new building, they change it from a fossil fuel infrastructure to what he calls a biomass infrastructure. And that's the goal, change the infrastructure that agencies are using to receive their energy. Maybe it's a wholesale change, maybe it's a partial change, but anything to reduce the way they produce energy and make it more efficient.
So it's... Well, we know that it's hard to measure that carbon footprint, but easier to measure actual dollars and cents savings. So that's probably why they're doing it that way.
Absolutely, because you know that you're paid, make up a number, 30 cents per kilowatt. Mm-hmm. Now you're paying 10 cents per kilowatt. Well, that's a 20-cent savings. And remember, agencies are huge. They use probably, hundreds of thousands of kilowatts a month.